biography of Victor Herbert, Eddie Dowling again presents the popular star, Hal Skelly.
Thank you. I thought it would be interesting for this episode to introduce to you an old friend of mine, who is an old friend and associate of Victor Herbert, Mr. Fred Stahlberg.
Of all the operettas Victor Herbert has written, the score of It Happened in Nordland is one of the finest. Although it is a good many years since it was first played, I'm sure this music will sound familiar to you. Victor Herbert, I studied music in Germany, but I did not know him there. However, I did know his mother very well. In fact, we lived for a time at the same house in Stuttgart. Mrs. Herbert was a wonderful woman, and she was intensely proud of Victor. In 1899, I made up my mind to try my luck in America, and she gave me a letter of introduction to Mr. Herbert. He was in Pittsburgh with his concert orchestra when I arrived in New York, and so, well, I followed him on there. I arrived about 6 in the evening, and I was just inquiring about him at the desk when he stepped out of the elevator, and the clerk pointed him out to me. Our conversation was something like this. Oh, Mr. Victor Herbert?
What is it, my boy?
I have a letter of introduction to you.
You'll have to give it to me some other time. I have a dinner engagement, and I'm late.
Shall I leave the letter with you now?
No, you'd better keep it and bring it with you. Who's it from?
It's from your mother.
Well, that's different. Where's the letter? When did you see her?
She gave me this letter 2 weeks ago when I was leaving Germany.
You don't tell me. Come up to my room, my boy. I want to hear all about it.
Well, he forgot all about his dinner engagement. Victor was devoted to his mother, and for 2 hours he plied me with questions concerning her. She had told him in the letter that I was a violinist, and asked him to find a place for me. The next day, he heard me play and engaged me immediately. And thus began an association that lasted more than 20 years. One of Victor's most lovable qualities was his sense of humor. He had the divine gift of enjoying a joke, even when the laugh was on himself. A striking example of this happened the opening night of the play I mentioned a while ago. It happened in Nordland. Following his usual custom, Victor had set aside a seat for his wife. Well, something happened at the last minute to prevent his wife going. But Victor didn't know this. So she gave the seat to Lena, their German cook. Well, the show got underway, and in a few minutes, everyone knew that Victor Herbert had another success. And the cast was a notable one, including Lou Fields, Blanche Ring, Mary Cale, and a host of others. And the audience took a particular liking to this number.
When light is gray and dark the dawn and you are blue, there is, they say, untouched upon one thing rise up and ring a bell, boy, call to you, make way. and bid him bring a cold and tall at
had a host of friends at his opening, and during the intermission, he met quite a few in the lobby. A supper party was arranged in his honor to be held after the show. Upon being acquainted of this fact, Victor called an usher, gave him the location of his wife's seat, and told him to ask the lady to meet Mr. Herbert backstage after the show and go to supper with him. The usher came back in a few minutes and said the lady would be there. And then a few minutes later, we were playing the introduction to the next act. Demanded so many encores that night that the cast and the musicians were just about exhausted when we came to the finale. This, by the way, was a very beautiful and effective number.
Thank you.
of the show, Victor was back on the stage, surrounded by his friends, waiting for Mrs. Herbert, when Lena walked in. Well, Lena weighed about 200 pounds and was dressed like the proverbial plush horse. Victor was astonished when she walked up to him.
Well, Lena, what's the matter?
Nothing, Mr. Herbert. Everything was lovely.
What are you doing back here?
Didn't you invite me to supper yet?
Where's Mrs. Herbert?
She couldn't come, though she gave me the ticket. By and by, a boy comes down and says, Mr. Herbert wants I should come back from the stage and have supper with him. And so I say, sure, and here I am.
Well, that's very kind of you, Lena, and I'll certainly be delighted to have your company at supper.
Of course, Victor had to stand a lot of kidding from his friends that night, but he couldn't have been more attentive to Lena if she had been the Queen of England. And as for Lena, that night was the red-blooded event of her life, for she never got through telling her friends how Victor Herbert once invited her to supper.
You have just heard another episode of the Reminiscences of Victor Herbert, as told by Mr. Fred Stahlberg. Your sponsor will give you further information regarding this series. Your announcer is Leland Lee. This production is by famous artists of the air.